WeTalkLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, let's talk about your health and talk about your life. That's what this show's about, and that's what we're going to get into right now. Get into a little bit, though. I want to talk about a couple of things. Now, marijuana use, believe it or not, is on the rise, and they're saying that even a little pot use in the college age crowd is causing a dropout risk. And, of course, some states are making it legal in certain ways. So the college students who use marijuana, they're saying now, and other illegal substances, even occasionally are more likely to leave school than students who don't dabble in the drugs. New research finds there's a strong link between marijuana use and discontinuous enrollment. Lead study author, Dr. Amelia Aria, who's the director of Center on Young Adult Health and Development at the University of Maryland School of Public Health, says in a recent article in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, she and her colleagues reported that students with high levels of marijuana use more than 17 days a month were twice as likely than those with minimal use, which is less than a day a month, to have an enrollment gap while in college. Aria said that we wanted to look at whether or not drug use interferes with goals students had set for themselves. Our results show that marijuana use is not a benign thing. For the research, though, the study authors used data from the College Life Study, ongoing research on health-related behaviors during and among college students. They also tracked 1,000 participants over 4 years, and all of the students began their freshman year between the ages of 17 and 19, and they all attended the same university located in the Mid-Atlantic region in the United States. So during each year, they participated in questionnaires and interviews, even if they had not decided to return to the classes at the university. So continuous enrollment was the issue they were looking at and was defined as being enrolled at the university for at least one credit during each fall and spring semester for the study. By the study's end, 71% of the students had remained continuously enrolled over 4 years. And the reasons the students left the college was varied. Some transferred to other universities and others exited college life altogether. So Rhea said it's a key point to understand what the causes were, and they tried to compare it with alcohol and regular tobacco use, but marijuana was still a predictor of this continuous disenrollment. So interesting to see as that topic kind of gets on down the pipeline exactly what's going to be going on with it. So it's interesting. I mean, marijuana, we get a lot of calls and emails about it, just, you know, is it safe, is it good? I mean, my opinions on it are a little bit along the moral side. I just don't really like it. I know it's a plant, and I know, but what is it used for? Medicinal purposes? Okay, it's got some great things you can do with glaucoma, but are you doing it just to get high because you just want to get high? I got an issue with that a little bit. So, well, a lot, actually. But, I mean, for medicinal purposes, sure, but, you know, I think that legalizing it is probably, in the way that we're doing it and having pot shops and everything out in some of the states, is probably not the best way to go. For a lot of reasons. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Let's go to Jennifer now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I have a question for you about Tim Bone Restore. I wanted to know if you knew anything about that. I caught the end of a an infomercial in the middle of the morning yesterday, and it was talking about it was not a vitamin, but it could help people with arthritis, and they had several chiropractors who had given it to their patients, and some of them had even taken it, and they were saying that it really worked. And I wondered what, if you knew about it and what you thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. One of the main issues that I have with it, well, I don't really have an issue with it. But let me tell you things that are better. How about that? Some of the things I think that are really good for this kind of situation, vitamin D is really good. And also boron and manganese are all very, very good. They do similar type actions as what that product does. So it's about the different components. It can be helpful. But at the end of the day, I don't like looking at supplements to really make the ultimate difference. They can kind of put the icing on the cake. But unless you're doing weight-bearing exercise at least 20 minutes a day, 4 to 5 days a week, and you're eating, a diet with plenty of fish every single day, nuts and seeds every single day, and all those keys are really important. I mean, those are all vitally, vitally important. So it's kind of like the supplement will be great, but how's your overall lifestyle to begin with? I mean, if you're not eating well and not exercising on a regular basis, the supplement's not really going to do anything. It's those kind of things we always look for to kind of just be the difference maker, and they're not. So, my opinion is it's okay and it's fine for what it is, but, how's your other, how are the other areas of your lifestyle for that? You know what I mean? So if it's, no matter what it is, if you're dealing with depression or anxiety or bone density, or arthritis, or whatever it is, it's getting that foundation set first, and that's what will give you really the success. So if you want to get the product, I guess my bottom line is that's great. It's got natural ingredients in it, so that's a good thing, and your body will use it quite well. But at the end of the day, you've got to make sure that that your foundation's strong first, and that's where the big difference is going to be. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com and you can shoot me an email there. I'll be glad to make it part of the show or answer in private, whatever you prefer. But remember this, that at the end of the day, if you're looking for a provider in your area, we've got a network of docs that are growing every single day. Go to mywellnessproviders.com and you can find them there. And we've got team members that can help you during the day. Quote for the day is from George Lois. Creativity can solve almost any problem. The creative act, the defeat of habit by originality, always overcomes everything. Very true. Creativity is the key to so many things in life. And whatever you're struggling with, I want you to realize this. I get so many emails, so many calls about people that are just struggling. They get on 3 or 4 medications and they feel like they're never going to get off. The doctor has diagnosed them with a condition like hypothyroidism or, high cholesterol or high blood pressure. And you just feel like there's just nothing that's going to happen. Well, the reality is the body can change, but you have to want to change. You have to be willing to make those lifestyle changes. And that's really the key. Coming up, we're going to talk about the food for the day in just a moment, and pretty excited about it. It's one that you probably know a little bit about, but maybe you don't know a whole lot about. And it's one of my favorites. It gets picked on a lot in the news. One day it's good for you, the next day it's bad for you. It's actually really good for you. So we'll talk about how food can be our best medicine when we come back. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, going to the break, talking about our food for the day, brought to you by Earth Fare. And, you know, this is one of my favorite segments, just because, you know, I love food is so healing to the body. It's everything. And I mean, our body takes the foods that we eat every single day and makes either good cells or bad cells. So it's one of those lifestyle decisions we can make every day that can make a huge difference for our overall health. And what I want to talk about is coconut oil. Now, it gets bad rap from time to time. TV, they say it's saturated fat when it's, you know, it does have saturated fat in it. But, however, it's one that your body can use. It burns as a medium-chain triglyceride and extremely healthy. It's antifungal properties. It helps boost the metabolism, helps with thyroid function. It's got a lot of great properties, but here's some real in-depth keys that I think are beneficial for you to know. So the benefits of it, well, it helps the body with viruses and bacteria and helps to eliminate those, which, of course, can cause a lot of illness. Even more, it can also help to fight yeast, fungus, and candida. Coconut oil can also have a positive effect on our hormones for thyroid and blood sugar control. People who take coconut oil also tend to have improvements in how they handle blood sugar, since coconut can help improve insulin use within the body. Coconut oil can also boost thyroid function, helping increase metabolism and energy and endurance. It increases digestion and also helps to absorb fat-soluble vitamins. And also, coconut oil is, of course, has a saturated fat in it called lauric acid. It's a type of medium-chain triglyceride I was just talking about. And it's been shown that lauric acid increases the good HDLs in the blood and helps improve cholesterol and cholesterol ratio levels. And coconut oil lowers cholesterol by promoting its conversion to pregnenolone, which is a molecule that is a precursor to many of the hormones that our body needs. And the coconut can help restore normal thyroid function. When the thyroid does not function optimally, it can contribute to higher levels of the bad cholesterol. Always a big piece. Now, how does it keep your weight balanced? Well, the coconut fats have special fats in them called medium-chain triglycerides. And it's been shown that breaking down these types of healthy fats in the liver can lead to efficient burning of energy. One study recently found that women who consumed 30 milliliters, that's about 2 tablespoons, of coconut oil daily for 12 weeks, not only did not gain more weight, but actually had lowered amounts of abdominal fat, which is a type of fat that's very difficult to lose. And it's true that coconut oil can help with aging. It's very true. And, of course, it's found that it has a positive antioxidant action in the body, and it helps the body stop the damage to other healthy fats and tissues within the body. Oxidation is considered a major contributor to cardiovascular problems and skin aging. So coconut oil can actually help our bodies reduce the need for antioxidant intake. Very, very good. So it's also one of the best oils to cook with. It doesn't break down into a trans fat. It does very well under high heat. So if you have things like zucchini and other or baked goods that you want to use, you can always substitute out coconut oil. You can also use as part of onion and garlic saute, where it's really good, gives a full body taste, and of course, strong anti-cancer properties too within onions and garlic and such. It's also very good for your oil or for your hair and your skin. Usually people always can take it and rub it on your skin. It's very good as a moisturizer, and it's really good. It has tons of vitamin E in it, which is very protective. And if you're using it on your skin regularly, it's always good to get the organic coconut oil to reduce the absorption of toxins and pesticides throughout the skin. But it's amazing. Coconut oil is phenomenal. And if you don't use it, if you don't cook with it, put it in a smoothie, use it every single day. That's my bet on it. Very good. And that grapeseed oil and also even walnut oil can be good to cook with. But it's just amazing the properties that coconut oil has. If you've never cooked eggs in coconut oil, you should definitely try it. Tastes great. And, of course, very beneficial for your health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Johnny now. Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
How can I help, sir? What's going on?
Yeah, I've got coughed up flame like out of my bronchial, and it's been going on like that for about 4 years. And when I go get x-rays, it don't show anything. And when the doctor listens, I don't hear anything. But it's there around the clock constantly.
What color is it, the phlegm that you cough up?
Yellow.
It's yellow. Okay. So usually more bacterial when that's the case. And so they've done blood work, they've done chest films. They don't see anything and they don't hear anything, but you constantly keep putting this up, right?
Yeah, this keeps constantly around the clock.
Okay. Now, are you overweight?
Yeah.
How much? Like, what is your height and weight?
About 6 foot, 300 pounds.
Okay. And you smoke or drink?
No.
Okay. Well, the weight issue, you know, one of the things, if your diet's not the best, which I'm sure it's not, if you're that much overweight, getting a grip on your eating habits, cutting down inflammation, and what I mean by that is eating foods that are non-inflammatory, which I talk about in my book. Also, my website, if you go to healthcoachradio.com, you can download a free anti-inflammatory diet page that gives you all the foods that have low amounts of inflammation in them. And that can help get you started. There's also our 30-day challenge there if you really want to just start with something basic that'll challenge you to change some foods in your diet. That's all at healthcoachradio.com. And you might want to go download that, because when you got a chronic bacterial infection that really the doctors aren't doing much with, they can't really find anything. Usually you're eating foods that's lowering your immune system on a regular basis. For example, if you're eating high amounts of sugar and processed foods, processed flour, and you know you're under any amount of stress, typically the immune system is going to drop and it's going to be very difficult for it to come back up. So, you know, I would look at that for sure. And look at building the immune system, look at things like vitamin D. But changing your diet, exercising 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy, really making a shift is going to make a difference in helping your body respond and to build back up. I mean, things like vitamin C and all that, supplements are fine, but your lifestyle and getting a good foundation there is always the first key. Okay, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't lose hope, because the key is lifestyle. On this show, that's what we help you do. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery.
We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for help with your health and your life, that's what the show is about. If you missed something that I talk about, by the way, you want to go to the website, check it out there. All the articles will be posted there to be able to help you go to the next level. Salt has always been linked, of course, with high blood pressure, and they always like to link that together. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. Now, about 2.3 million, they say, annual heart deaths worldwide are linked with salt. Now, eating too much salt contributes to these deaths, they're saying, and strokes and other cardiovascular diseases, representing about 15% of all deaths from these causes. Reported recently for the Global Burden of Diseases, Nutrition and Chronic Disease Group at a major heart association epidemiology meeting recently. Well, the researchers analyzed 247 surveys of adult sodium intake and extrapolated how this sodium intake could affect blood pressure, heart disease risk, and premature deaths from heart-related causes. Well, like a study presented earlier in the week that linked sugar-sweetened drinks to 180,000 global deaths each year, the salt data only shows an association, not a cause and effect relationship. The fact that there's an association is entirely extrapolated based on the heart-related death data. And they're trying to extrapolate millions of deaths based upon salt intake. It's not really just the salt intake itself, though. The effect of salt on blood pressure isn't even that well established. Dr. Neeson said that even less well documented, is blood pressure's direct effect on mortality. So there's no question that higher sodium intake does slightly raise blood pressure, which is a risk factor, he said. But some studies show that only 1 millimeter difference in blood pressure in those with a high sodium versus low sodium diet. So there's very good evidence now that controlling blood pressure with medicine prevents stroke and heart attack, but data hyping the salt's direct effect on mortality doesn't reflect the reality of this controversy over sodium and blood pressure. Three-quarters of the world's population consumes more than twice the daily recommended amount of salt, according to the American Heart Association, and they don't deal with, of course, blood pressure-related issues like we do here. The U.S. Institute of Medicine recommends consuming about 2,300 milligrams daily, less than 1,500 if you're over age 51 with a risk of hypertension and other cardiovascular problems. So, you know, here's the deal with salt. What's interesting is when you have a low-salt diet, it decreases the adrenal gland function in the body. And of course, the adrenals are the body's stress glands, and, I mean, they're critical. So if you're not getting enough in your foods, as far as salt goes, it can cause a decrease in function, decrease in the way you feel. Energy levels can go down. You know, all of that can be a real challenge and a real mess. So the one thing you want to make sure you're doing is you are getting enough salt, because, I mean, it's a big key. It really is. And I feel that energy levels, people are exhausted because they're not getting enough sodium intake. And you can see that. I mean, the adrenals are already shot. Most people are just exhausted because of what's going on. And, you know, once you start eating the right kind of foods, you start getting salt intake where it needs to be, you'll start having energy level increases. I always challenge people that if you're exhausted and you're tired in the morning, don't drink coffee. Get some chicken stock, organic chicken stock, or beef stock, which is loaded with sodium. Drink a cup of that, see how you feel. And kind of notice any differences that you see. And guaranteed your energy levels will go up. Guaranteed. It's amazing. Matter of fact, when you're sick and you don't feel good and your immune system is down, you know, look at doing that as well and see what happens, you know, to your overall energy levels. A lot of it comes down to sodium. It builds the immune system as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Joe now. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. I have
good
your
talk with you.
Book, and I think it's fantastic. I've done a lot of reading on it. I have multiple myeloma. I've had it for about 5 years. I'm in remission. I'm about 6'5 and 216 pounds, so I'm not overweight, really, or anything like that. But I don't eat any processed foods, and I've really adhered quite closely to your advice in your book. And I was wondering what if you could expand on multiple myeloma and ways to do the best I can with it.
Well, what kind of guidance have you had from any doctors, or I mean, give me some updates on that.
Well, the doctors, I mean, I've done an auto stem cell transplant. I've been on the maintenance drug Revlimid. I don't need it now, of course, but they continue to tell me that food doesn't really matter, but I found that my counts always improve with better food. But other than that, there's no other advice that they have.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. Food does make a difference. And unfortunately, medicine really says that it's more genetic related than anything, and that, yeah, that food won't make a difference. But the reality is that food always makes a difference with the body. I mean, our body takes foods and makes good new healthy cells or bad cells. It'll do one or the other. So are you eating a healthy diet, or do you not know how, or kind of where are you with everything? And are you overweight by chance?
Well, 216, that's my weight at 6'5".
No, you're not.
I avoid processed foods. I avoid processed sugar pretty much completely. I try to eat just organic as much as I can. Of course, you can't quite do that in life, but as much as I can. And when I do eat meat, it's generally very lean, organic, but I eat very, very well.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're eating well, then that's really the main game plan right there. I mean, I wouldn't really, as long as you're keeping your foods low inflammatory and that sort of thing, then you're doing the right thing. So, I mean, cod liver oil, you know, is, of course, I've always talked about omega-3 fats, and whether you get it from other sources, that's fine, but getting plenty of omega-3 fats with something like that, keeping the vitamin D levels elevated, you know, those are a lot of the basics. Your probiotics, keeping those and making sure the bacterial flora are really good, are a lot of the basics, but at the end of the day, those are some of the ones that you want to really focus on, because the basics are always the key. Anything kind of groundbreaking, as they say, there's really no silver bullet. And I think that's the one thing you want to know. So, but saying that lifestyle choices don't really matter that much and don't play that big of a role in it per se, you know, that's, I don't really agree with that. And if you look out and look at some research and go online or whatever, you can look through there and see a lot of things in more of the European journals, like the British Medical Journal, and you'll find a lot more. Look under your condition and look at it in the journals and see what pops up on the natural side. They do a lot more research and studies over there with a lot of these natural components and the things that we really don't do that much over here, and I think you'll find some good information, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now, or go online. You can look for one of our wellness providers. Go to mywellnessproviders.com and find one of our lifestyle nutrition-based providers in your area. Team is growing every single day. Pretty exciting. Ancient pills were found in a recent shipwreck, and they offer rare insight into early medicines. Pretty interesting. Archaeologists are investigating an ancient shipwreck off the coast of Tuscany. And, of course, they report they stumbled on a rare find, tightly closed tin containers with well-preserved medicine dating back to about 140 B.C. A multiple disciplinary team analyzed these fragments of these green-gray tablets to decipher their chemicals. And a research highlight in this, they found that it was a substance that could treat many human diseases. Archaeologist and lead researcher Gianna Giacci, a chemist at the Archaeological Heritage in Tuscany, wouldn't that be nice to be hanging out there, Florence, Italy, so the research also shows that care was taken in choosing complex mixtures of products like olive oil, pine resin, and starch in order to get the desired therapeutic effect and to help in preparation in the application of medicine. These medicines and other materials were found together in a tight space and are thought to have been originally packed into a chest that seems to have belonged to a physician, said Alan Tweed. He said, a scientific director of the institute, he said the tablets contained an iron oxide as well as starch, beeswax, pine resin, and a mixture of plant and animal-derived lipids or fats. They said that the botanist on the team looked at it, and they saw it contained carrots, radish, parsley, and celery, wild onion, and cabbage, simple plants that would be found in a garden. Well, Giacci said the composition and shape of the tablets suggest they may have been used to treat the eyes, perhaps in such as an eye wash, but they looked at these and compared these findings and found that the tablets were evidently used not just for eye washing, but also to treat wounds. What's interesting, though, is that, of course, this was found recently in a journal. But it was found, this shipwreck boat, by the way, was found in 1974 and explored 8 years later. But in this, they said that with it being so long ago, it gives insights in the fact of how far advanced we were in the area of medicine with natural-based medicines. Interesting where it all started. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals. call the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a Wellness Provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355, or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to kick it off and go with John. Hi, John.
John.
Living well. What's happening?
Not too much. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. You're talking about that coconut oil. Now, that coconut oil, is that the same as the coconut water that's actually inside the coconut?
Well, no. I mean, the coconut oil is different. It's got different properties to it. The coconut water is water, and it's water-soluble. But the fat, the coconut oil, is a fat. So it's very different. Is that your only question?
Inside the shell there, or...
Now you get coconut oil at like a health food store. It's in a jar.
Right. Okay.
Right. So it's like peanut butter. It's in a jar. It's really thick, and you can spoon it out. You could eat it off the spoon. You can put it in a smoothie. You can cook with it. But it's
right.
Thick at 74 degrees room temperature.
Okay. Because you were mentioning it's good for your complexion, and you had mentioned something
very good.
About
you can use it like a moisturizer. You can rub it on your skin. It's antifungal. It's great for candida. It gets rid of yeast out of the body. Yeah, you can do it internally or externally.
Okay. Hey, that shipwreck is kind of exciting, the contents that they found, huh?
Mm-hmm, very much so. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the things are really turning around. When you go back and you look in history and you see how many, when you look at medications like that, I mean, obviously they didn't have the technology we have today, and they weren't making synthetic medications. Back then, they were taking plants, which is where most of the research has come anyway from the pharmaceutical industry that we use today. Most of the research and the results that we find were found in plant-based medicines from years ago. So, you mean, to find something like that that they were using, of course, I mean, that's all they had. And, the lifespan's increased, but, I mean, so many factors have changed since back then that we see today. But yeah, it's interesting to see for sure. And I just when I see things like that, it really excites me just because of where we are now and how we're trying to get such a strong message across to people with that more, you know, do things as natural as possible. Medicine's here for a reason. We need to use it and embrace it. Because it's pretty amazing, the technology and how well it manages disease. But at the same time, what kind of things are we doing on a regular basis to build up our bodies and increase our lifestyle, make better choices, and then, of course, fill in the gaps, the nutritional gaps that we have. Because many people develop what we call nutritional deficiencies over a long period of time. And, you know, it makes a big difference. It really does. And I don't know, just the more natural you can go all the way around, even all the way down to organic eating, eating non-processed foods and putting the right kind of foods in, it makes a huge difference in your overall long-term health. 888-283-7272, lines are open with questions about your health. Young Americans are saying now need to cut their caloric intake. So the American youngsters have a long way to go to reach their new goals for lower childhood obesity rates. A new study shows, but the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have set a goal of reducing childhood obesity to 14% by 2020. And to do so, children aged 2 to 19 would need to eliminate an average of about 64 calories a day. Without this reduction in caloric intake, the average child or teen would be nearly 4 pounds heavier in 2020 than a child of the same age in 2007. More than about 20% of youth would be obese, up from 16% currently. The last time childhood obesity rates in the United States were about 14% back in 2002. 64 calories, they say, may not sound like much individually, but it's quite a consequential number at the population level. And children at greatest risk for obesity face an even larger barrier. Lead study author Dr. Claire Wang, who's an assistant professor of health in health policy, rather, in New York City, said closing the gap between how many calories young people are consuming and how many they're expending will increase substantial effort, she said. And new goal could be achieved by reducing caloric intake, increasing physical activity, or both. But although 64 calories is the overall average reduction required to meet the 2020 goal, not a lot, by the way, youngsters would need to meet an average reduction of 46 calories, they said. They say using exercise can beat stress. That's pretty important. We're going to talk about that coming up in another hour. But right now, I want to go to Chris, who writes, I've been struggling with low energy levels. My doctor said it's not my thyroid. He actually says that it's my adrenal glands, and that's to do with cortisol. What do you have to say about that? Well, it depends. If they did blood testing and they found that cortisol levels in the DHEA were off, then yeah, it probably could be the adrenals. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, especially if the thyroid numbers were all healthy in a normal range. Now, the one thing that's not looked at a lot in traditional medicine is we don't look at the anterior pituitary gland growth hormone output. It's not really thought to be relevant, but it is, because the anterior pituitary gland is the driver for the thyroid and the adrenals. So if you don't look at that and get a good overall viewpoint of it, then you're not going to figure out where the root cause is. And so many times we go straight to the thyroid from metabolism or metabolic disorder, or we go to the adrenals and we say, oh, well, that's the reason, here's the cause, and let's just go at it and treat it this way. But the reality is, if you step back and look at the anterior pituitary gland and it's got like zero output and you're, say, 45 years young, then you're missing the boat. So that's really the key. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with...
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.